Listening to Peach Pear Plum, a parenting podcast. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Nicole.
The only thing we don't have is a tall, cold glass of lemonade.
We don't have lemonade, but it's a beautiful summer morning. What a place to be recording. Where are we, Nicole?
I think we're up Sheep Creek.
We are up Sheep Creek. With or without a paddle, what a beautiful camping adventure we've just enjoyed.
And we wanted to take this wonderful opportunity to just touch on the podcast we're working on. Talk for a minute about our lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade. So it came out of this conversation at Kootenai Kids with staff members brainstorming words for this podcast. And lemonade just leaves me with all the summer feels. Cool, refreshing drink. First jobs like that kids might have or first jobs that adults enjoyed.
The lemonade stand.
And then the word led me at least to that whole when life gives you lemons idea. So we explore a little bit of all of that in this podcast.
We do. And maybe we're not even finished. So, and I was thinking about different types of lemonade. Like, you know, there's, and I was telling you about a strawberry lemonade recipe, but when I went looking for it, I found another lemonade recipe, ginger lemonade.
Amazing.
And that one is my favorite. Now that I think about it, I'm going to make some as soon as I get home.
I saw some recipes for watermelon lemonade, even a jalapeno lemonade, but they all seem to share the same sort of method where you make a simple syrup and then add lots of ice.
Yeah, and don't forget the sugar.
And don't forget the sugar.
Yeah.
Well, may all your summers be full of icy sweet drinks.
What was your first summer job?
My first summer job was in food and beverage, working at a little beachside fast food place. So I made a lot of French fries, just dump in the frozen fries into oil, and I ate a lot of ice cream. How about you, Nicole? What was your first summer job?
You know, the first job I really worked in the summer was looking after kids at a cottage.
Oh, yeah.
And there were cold drinks for the kids and for me. And what I do remember that comes to mind now is we used to get cans. I think it was Five Alive, but could have been lemonade. And we'd throw them in the lake and they'd sink to the bottom and we'd dive for them. So that's a really fond memory
that's
I have
awesome
of my first summer job.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I guess we should probably start hiking down this mountain, eh?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hearing from some of our community members and even some of our staff, find out what first summer jobs are, things that we look forward to doing this summer with our families, maybe enjoying a little bit of more sort of outdoor social time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Well, we explore a word in our podcast at Kootenai Kids, and the word we're exploring is lemonade. Mm-hmm. And that's just supposed to evoke a summery vibe. So all summery subjects are on the table. Certainly, as a child, did you ever host a lemonade stand?
Well, I have to tell you, honestly, I did not.
No lemonade stand?
No lemonade stand for me. When I was very young, and I might have been super interested in that, I lived rurally in Yak. So no one was stopping at my lemonade stand. But I could tell you that a couple years ago, in this very park we're sitting in, at Gyro Park, my kids had a lemonade stand. And it went very well.
All right.
Yeah, it was, we had this, my friend made this whole setup like with an awning and a table and you could take it apart and put it together and they sat there and they had like the Country Time kind of like super sugar from the can.
Oh, yes.
But they also had the juice boxes that were the organic lemonade. And they had the freezies, which were the frosty kind of sugar freezies. And then they had the organic juice freezies. And because Nelson is Nelson.
Something for everybody.
They were equally popular, and the kids loved it.
I'm glad you have a lemonade stand story to share.
Yes, and then I have to tell you the sign that the kids made with their dad. Lemonade was like, it looked like, you know, how Metallica has their, lemonade. It was very hard rock lemonade. But we did not have the hard lemonade for the parents. Anyway, it was a good time.
Hard rock, but not
yes,
hard.
Just the Metallica. Is that like a type or a font? Yes, it's very rock and roll.
Thank you.
It's but my lemonade story.
We do want to ask you about Nelson Kids and what summer is looking like this summer for parents and kids from your perspective.
For sure. Well, Nelson Kids, the website, has become a bit more of a perennial or kind of an evergreen resource because there is so much happening. And even throughout COVID, there's been lots happening because people have been creative and then they've adapted. Lots of online stuff. So what we do is we keep up our events on the Facebook page. So right now there's a ton of things on the Nelson Kids Facebook page that basically is, you know, everybody doing everything for kids over the summer. I see something, I share it on there. So, do you want me to go into a few things?
Please
that might
do.
Be?
Give us some examples.
Because I have some notes here. The Nelson Library Reading Club is back.
In person?
Not
no.
in person.
Oh, I can't wait till they're back.
But you know what?
They're
actually, it's a hybrid. They're,
okay.
they're doing some outdoor in person, obviously with some distancing and that sort of thing. So doing that safely, but definitely online activities too for kids. So the reading club is back, which is exciting. Tagum Hall has some art camps running in July. The paddling club, that was one I wanted to mention too, because we actually just did a family paddling session with Zoe from the paddling club, where she took our family of four out who are we are not comfortable in boats or on the lake. And she was really, really, really easy to work with and gave us some tips on how to use my dad's old canoe that we have now. So the paddling club has stuff for kids 17 and under in June and July. And yeah, like I said, you can also book like a private family session where she takes you out for a couple hours and just teaches you how to be safe on the water, which is pretty good. Bites and Bikes is back. So Traction on Demand does a half a day, I think, is coding and half a day is mountain biking. And they do that with Kootenai Mountain Biking and Cycling BC, I think. So they partner with them and that runs mid-August. Capital Theater, of course, they're running their youth summer intensive. I think the auditions are over, but...
Do you remember what play it is this summer?
Little Women this summer.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lovely thing. And they are, I think they're doing a hybrid thing too, so the community can enjoy it as well without having to gather in big groups yet. I've never been, but have you heard of Camp Coolery? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't grow up here.
Oh, Coolery is amazing and beautiful.
So the thing I wanted to mention about them is that they have an intergenerational camp this year. So you can camp with your family and have like an overnight thing. And then they also have some really excellent youth camps happening.
Glorious spot. Just about 11 kilometers up the shore from here, right? So you can send your child to Coolery and not even feel like they're too far away. You can just be like, they're just right over there.
They're just sleeping across the lake. It's lovely. NDCC is back with their day camps. Nelson and District Youth Center in collaboration with NDCC is doing a bunch of like one-day things and courses and activities, and Dance Fusion is doing a summer dance intensive. There's things like the Little Lights Arts Camp and Forest Path, and those guys are real popular, so might need
true.
A waiting list for that one.
What about the woman with the art program?
That was the Little Lights.
Okay.
Yep, I think her name is Clancy.
That's it. And it's just past Wildflower.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she does like if you need childcare when you go to work, like her camps are really good for parents because they're, I think they're like a day-long thing. It's not like a two-hour thing or, it kind of provides childcare as well as that really awesome art camp experience. Yeah, and then the BC SPCA is also doing virtual stuff.
Oh, my daughter loved the SPCA camps.
Yeah, my daughter went a couple years ago as well, and they're continuing on there. I think they're just virtual still. But yeah,
right.
Lots of options for lots of interests and different comfort levels. And yeah, it's
thank you.
It's an exciting summer.
We will link the Nelson Kids contact information to the podcast.
Awesome. Yeah, and we have a parent group on Facebook as well, which is actually starting to pick up a bit more because, parents are asking other parents for advice and for ideas. And, yeah, I actually had a few things written down, too. If you want me to go through the list?
Anything you have to say, I want to hear.
Okay. So, if you have some family time without camps, I was thinking of stuff that we were going to do with our kids this summer. We're going to go to lots of beaches. We're going to try and hit as many beaches as we can because we have our favorites, but we're going to try new things. The splash pad is open now. Farmers markets are still, they're going Wednesday and Saturday. Kokanee Creek Nature Center, even day trips. We were thinking just the Slocan area. And even the Dam Inn has that bike path with that beautiful fish mural down the tunnel. And that's a real neat thing. And it's so easy just to, because it's so close. Like it's, what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? Not even 15 minutes, I'd say.
That's right.
Yeah. Heron Ridge, the winery, is probably going to have their blueberries again. So that's just in, I think it's Thrums is where it is. Movie theaters open again.
It's true.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep updating the Nelson Kids Facebook page with everything that comes up throughout
and things
the summer.
Will come up because people are, you know, everything is just about to, you know, I know I'm percolating some ideas myself too.
Yeah, and Crawford Bay even, just getting on that ferry and going across and having an ice cream and coming back. It's like, that's pretty exciting for kids of my kids' age. It's 6 and 10. And
ferry ride. Oh, and the trolley.
Yeah. No, you don't have to go far and you don't have to do much to make a pretty magical summer around here.
So when you were 15, 16, 17, were you in Yak?
No. Yak was definitely when I was little, like maybe 5, 6, 7, that kind of, yeah.
So you'd hit a city by the time you were...
The big city of Cranbrook.
Okay, so tell me about a summer job. What was your first summer job?
Okay, and that was actually ice cream scooper. That was, very, very summer. Very, it was a perfect job for a 13-year-old. That's, it was the place to be, so... But I still, to this day, have a bigger bicep on my right arm than I do on my left.
Did you get to taste?
Oh, every single one. You'd have to be able to recommend things to people.
I've sold ice cream before, and there was no turning back after that experience. Yeah,
it was good. And you know what? I've actually noticed around town, there's, I want to say Big D's.
I was going to tell you about
Scoop. It's now Big D's.
I know. And they also have gourmet.
The hot dogs.
And they do the tofu dog with all the, I know.
And the macaroons. Yeah. And
everyone is talking about that place.
It's a good
one. Think that's the exciting news.
Yeah. But then there's Waits, of course, the old standard right there across from Hume now.
Best milkshake in town.
That's true.
All right. I wonder who has the best lemonade in town. That's what we'll have to find out. I'm going to ask the letter carrier. Thank you, Jess.
No problem. It was fun.
All right. We'll see you at the beach.
Fun chatting with you. Yeah. I'm good at the beach now.
Perfect. First summer job. Do you remember or?
Okay. A very memorable first summer job. I was 15 and I lived in Vancouver and I worked at Expo 86 and I was a balloon girl. So I had one arm up in the air all day long with 40 or 50 helium balloons, and I walked around the grounds and sold balloons. Best job ever.
That does sound fun. And did you ever have a lemonade stand? Do you have a memory of that as a mom or as a child?
I think the best memory for lemonade stands is where I live in our community in Weimar, and the kids every summer put up a little stand. So...
You have a loonie in your pocket that day.
Usually 25 cents, maybe more. They usually get a pretty good tip. Not a lot of traffic going by the lemonade stand, so.
First summer job that you remember?
Yes, I remember I worked in the kitchen at a very, very expensive sleepaway camp in the Laurentians of Montreal. And everybody that worked in the kitchen was from inner city Montreal, and everybody that went to the camp was from the richy rich section of Montreal. Yeah, so I totally remember that. But I also remember I had just finished going to a professional dance school, so all the richy rich kids loved me because I would do all the choreography for them. So they kind and then I also dated this guy called Dove Shapiro, who was the water skiing instructor at the camp. So that was my first summer job. My lemonade stand is in Weimar, but it wasn't really a lemonade stand. It was a group of girls who decided to have a smoothie stand. Their parents owned the Weimar store, and so they got to get all the produce and stuff from the Weimar store and all the frozen stuff, and they had the best smoothies, and they got to keep all the money, which I thought wasn't fair. The store paid for all the supplies, but the girls got to keep all the money. But that's okay, because I think the smoothies were like $2, so it was awesome. Jen Collin.
So we're having some fun exploring the word lemonade, which makes me think of like refreshing swims in the lake and summer days. But it also makes me think of the phrase when life gives you lemons. And I have to admit, during this COVID time, I have been pretty impressed with your hustle and the way you've guided the Arts Council. And I wanted to check in with you about that. So my first question is, how did it feel to pivot the heck out of the last year and a half?
Well, it was quite an adventure. And I think that initially when everything started happening and venues started closing and artists started losing work, we were just like, yeah, we'll just pull it all online. And it was like a very like, sure, we're just going to do that. And I didn't actually think about like what it takes to pull something online, especially something that you want to have like quality and something to be of value to the artists and the community. And so it ended up being a whole lot more work than I initially anticipated, but we were so, so fortunate to have such an incredible team of human beings and like our staff and our technicians who just like, they also pivoted. Oh, I'm so sick of that word, but they also pivoted and were really able to like come together and make it happen. And so it was definitely a very large group effort to pull it all through, but it feels like this has really been worth it because we've been able to maintain 90% of our programming through the pandemic.
Wow. Well, yay team. And yeah, I think we're all sick of the word pivot, but ultimately it's what you had to do. You had to take what you were doing and put it back out into the world in a different way, and sounds like a way that was new and harder than you imagined, but you pulled it off.
Absolutely. And we were also really lucky that there's been funding available for us to do this work and to make this happen, because it would have been really easy for, you know, for the funders and governments to kind of clamp up at times like this, but it's really allowed us to continue to pay local artists and regional artists and make sure that they are still being like supported and recognized for their work. So that's been a really major focus for us through the whole pandemic situation.
Yeah, well, fantastic and well done. Hey, tell me a little bit what Mural Fest and Art Walk are going to look like this summer.
Yeah, so that's been a really been a really interesting ride with that as well, because you start to organize these things in probably December of last year was when planning started. So, you know, you can only make things happen as per the provincial health orders. And so we are really focusing on being able to provide programming no matter what, and that's really important to us. But we're also really recognizing that the community needs an opportunity to come together, whether or not it's in, it won't be in a large group, but there's still going to be these opportunities. So for Art Walk, we have physical as well as online venues, which is excellent. It's a bit smaller than it has been in previous years. We have 5 feature venues, and we'll be doing 2 online openings that are going to feature musicians from throughout the area. So that's really, really exciting. Our mural festival, which happens in August, will be having kind of a hybrid situation as well. So we have artists that are going to be situated at patios throughout the community, so that in restaurant situations, and then we'll be having online components as well. So, yeah, and then hopefully next year we'll be able to have a big shaker and everyone will be able to come together and dance and hug and all that good stuff.
Aww. Wow, yeah, it must be quite the dance to take, you know, the ever-changing public health orders and piece it together with, you know, a festival or an event idea that you've been working on for months. That must, must take some energy and creativity.
Absolutely. And really just like making sure that people are safe. That's our like prime focus right now, is we really want everyone to feel super safe and comfortable in the opportunities that we're providing. So that's going to be our focus this summer. And then hopefully next summer we'll be able to return to somewhat normal again. Not that it will ever be normal. So what is normal, really?
Well, it's been normal in the past for kids to have lemonade stands. And we were reflecting on how that was some of our first jobs, if we're going to call them that, putting out a lemonade stand. Did you, to switch from this like big vision of your adult work to way back when you were a kid, well, I don't mean like way back, but when you were a kid, did you ever have a lemonade stand?
I had small lemonade stands, absolutely. There's nothing big. I wasn't like a regular lemonade stander or anything like that. I was more of like a do shows for people. I was more mounting mini productions as a child, featuring my younger sister, Lucky Girl. So that was my enterprise, has been very arts focused.
Oh,
for a very
long time. I love it. Ever since you were little, it's all been about the art.
Oh, so funny. Totally. Oh. Absolutely.
Yay. Well, thank you, Sid. I really love hearing right from you what the summer is going to look like in terms of arts events in the Kootenai area. And, yeah, fun to hear about you and your sis putting on little theatrical productions. I wish I could go in the time machine and catch some of those.
I'm sure there's some like bad early 90s VHS somewhere that I can dig up for you. So I'll see what I can find.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Hi. Thank you.
I've brought you a tall, cold glass of lemonade. It's a hot day.
Oh, it's delicious. Thank you.
Don't take a minute. Have another sip. Is that your first glass of lemonade today?
It is, unfortunately. But
and do you occasionally find a lemonade stand when you're delivering the mail?
Ah, lemonade stands. There's a few things that I can do to cool down. I put water in my hat, go stand in the lake, try to get done early. But my favorite of those, I'd say hands down, lemonade stand.
Do you always have a loonie?
I try to put money in my pocket, but occasionally I forget. There was a classic lemonade stand where there's two little girls and they're selling a lemonade, and I want a lemonade in my pocket, didn't have a loonie, and they had a little mini conference. They like whispered to each other, went on for like a minute and a half, and then one of them turned around and said, "You can just have this," and gave me the glass of free lemonade. Nothing tastes better than free lemonade.